I know you're right. C'était Faisal Bibi alias Okidoki live dans le studio de Radio Liban pour une performance assez particulière. Moi j'ai beaucoup aimé. Merci beaucoup Faisal. On se retrouve dans quelques petits instants.
Radio Liban, on est fait pour s'entendre.
I was trying to interrupt the track, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. Pretty nice track. A selection by Faisal Bibi. These were the Secret Chiefs?
Yes, this is a group called Secret Chiefs 3.
I've heard some of their stuff for John Zorn's label Tatic, and it sounded nothing like this. This incredible merging between this very nasty guitar in the background and this breakcore drum and bassy, breakbeaty beat in the foreground. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this performance, Faisal. That was really lovely,
Thank
really
you.
Great. I want to ask you something to the to both of you. I know that you're leaving, like, you're leaving pretty soon, Faisal.
Mm-hmm.
And Sari, je crois que tu habites ici au Liban.
Oui, oui.
Do you find it easy or difficult to create music together, seeing that you're in somewhere, Faisal, and Sari is here, or on the contrary, is it very easy for you to be away and to finally find yourselves performing again? I've heard very, very good things about your performance in Mad Parade 2. Unfortunately, I could not attend, but apparently it was one of the highlights of the evening. So tell us a bit about how you two find it possible to communicate despite the geographical distance between you.
J'imagine que c'est quelque chose de bien que Faisal soit un peu loin, mais d'une manière que on a le temps de développer des idées chacun de son côté, et lorsqu'on se rencontre, on les mélange ensemble. Mais ces voyages, c'est pas de très longue durée, donc c'est exactement le temps qu'il faut pour laisser les trucs marcher dans la tête et prendre leur chemin naturel.
Do you exchange tracks when you're away, Faisal? Do you send Sari some of your tracks for him to start working on, or do you wait until you're together to compose again as a duo?
Sari is usually the first person to hear anything new I do, and with us there's always. I think we're mostly always just composing however we feel like it. You know, maybe it's 2 a.m. one day and you feel like making a track, and you make a track. You don't really think how it could end up. And sometimes we end up using them to make things together, or sometimes we just send each other's music to listen to, and I don't know, I think there's also some inspiration there even when we're not actually working together. And then when we do get together, such as we did for Mad Parade, we decide, all right, let's do a track. I pulled out some things that were half done. Sari had a few things in mind that he was working on, and we made this collage that kind of that worked really well. And I think we need sort of the pressure of a live performance, maybe to
make it gel.
Yeah, to make it gel and to put in the time and the motivation there.
I want to thank the both of you for the two of you for this wonderful session, eye-opening in a lot of ways.
Thank you
for me, and for our audience here in Radio Lebanon. I want to wish you the best of luck for the coming future, and I hope to be able to hear you again in the studios and anywhere where you're performing live. I suggest that we listen to two more of your selections, and then we let Sari take the stage. Under the guise of Radio KVM. I didn't ask you about your names and why you're called Okidoki and Radio KVM. Maybe it's time before we wrap up this program. Tell us. Or is it a secret?
Okidoki has no secret. I should have thought of something deep to say, but it's not. It's just catchy. It's fun. It works in any language. But KVM is a better story.
Yeah, Radio KVM reminds me a bit of this industrial rock group that was operating in the 80s that I liked very much, called Clock DVA. So is that a are you a tribute a living tribute to Clock DVA?
Non, c'est en fait il y a Pol Pot qui a été le leader des Khmer Rouge.
Ouais.
Et qui était en Cambodge et qui avait dit un jour que mais il faut éclaircir quelque chose. Je suis pas le fan de Pol Pot, mais ce qu'il a dit, c'était très intéressant. Il avait dit que pour faire une révolution, il fallait une radio pour communiquer, un Kalachnikov, parce que c'est l'arme des révolutionnaires, un vélo, parce qu'on se déplace rapidement, sans beaucoup dépenser et discrètement, et une montre pour savoir où, quand... Et,
donc RKVM, c'est les initiales.
Voilà, exactement.
Fabuleux. Merci beaucoup.
And
maybe a couple of words about the tracks we're going to listen to before we let Radio KVM take our improvised stage. Mr. Bungle, in your case, Faisal?
Yeah, Mr. Bungle, and actually the guy from Secret Chiefs 3, the main guy, Trey Sprons, is in Mr. Bungle as well, and a bit of his influence on this track. It's These are the first times I started hearing sort of mixing of Arabic sounds. Even these guys are American. They do a fairly good job of mixing some, or at least orientalist sounding sounds, with some sort of heavy, slightly electronified Western genres. So that's why I chose this track. It's from maybe 1995, sometime around there.
Absolutely. And Ahmed Soub, in your case, sorry.
Oui, c'est comme une... Ahmed Soub, j'ai découvert sur Internet, comme je fais toujours. La plupart des musiques que j'écoute, c'est sur Internet. Et je cherchais, j'ai découvert, j'ai pris l'album, et j'adore l'album, mais c'est pas quelqu'un que je connais vraiment. Mais cet album, je l'écoute très souvent. Et voilà.
Et juste après, on va t'écouter à toi,
oui,
live dans ce studio.
Oui.
Merci beaucoup de votre écoute. Voici Mr. Bungle pour commencer. Interrompre ce très joli morceau des Ahmed Soub qui s'appelle Time for Trees, parce qu'on est un peu tight, on est un peu à court de temps ce soir. Voici une performance live dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM du musicien Sari Moussa, alias Radio KVM.
This time, I'm in love.